namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Nigama kalpa taror galitam palam sukamakadam ritadivasam mudam bibhata bhagutam rasamalayam muhuravara sikabu vibhavukaha narayanam namaskritya naram chayva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayamudirayat nashtapariyeshavadesho nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shlokke bhaktir bhavati naishtikim ete chamsa kalapumsam krishnastu bhagavan sayam indriyari vyakulam lokam ridyante yuge yuge. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 14th chapter, text number 17. Na hi agni mukato ayam vai bhagavan sarva yagya bhuk ijjeta havisha rajan yatha vipra mukhe hutai. Nahi agni mukato yam. 1, 2, 3. Nahi agni mukato yam vai. Bhagavan sarva yagya bhuk. Ijeta havisha rajan. Yathavi pramukhe hutai nayagni makato yambai bhagavan sarva yagya bhuk ijeta visharajan yathavi pramukhe hutai nahi agni mukhato yam vai bhagavan sarva yagya bhuk ijjeta visharajam yatha vipramukhe hutai. Na not he indeed agni, fire, mukhata, from the mouth or the flames. I am this, vai, certainly, Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna, sarva yagya bhuk, the enjoyer of the results of all kinds of sacrifices. Ijjeta is worshipped, Havisha, by offering of clarified butter. Rajan, O King, Yatha, as much as Vipramukhe, through the mouth of a Brahmana, Hutai, by offering him first class food. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet although His Lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear King, He is still more satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouth of qualified brahmanas. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yagyatat karma nonyatra loko yam karma bandana. All fruitive activities should be performed for sacrifice, which should be directed towards pleasing Krishna. As stated elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktarangyagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. He is the Supreme Lord and enjoyer of everything. However, although sacrifice may be offered to please Krishna, he is more pleased when grains and ghee, instead of being offered in the fire, are prepared as prasad and distributed first to the brahmanas and then to others. This system pleases Krishna more than anything else. Furthermore, at the present time, there is very little chance to offer sacrifices by powering oblations of food, grains and ghee into the fire. Especially in India, there is practically no ghee. For everything that should be done with ghee, people use a certain type of oil preparation. Oil, however, is never recommended for offering in sacrificial fire. In Kali Yuga, the available quantity of food, grains and ghee is gradually diminishing, and people are embarrassed that they cannot produce sufficient ghee and food grains. Under the circumstances, the Shastras enjoin Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. In this age, those who are intellectual offer yajna or perform sacrifice through the Sankirtan movement. Everyone should join the Sankirtan movement, offering to the fire of this movement the oblations of his knowledge and riches. In our Sankirtan movement or Hare Krishna movement, we offer sumptuous prasad to the deity and later distribute the same prasad to the brahmanas, the Vaishnavas and to the people in general. Krishna's prasad is offered to the brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and the prasad of the brahmanas and Vaishnavas is offered to the general populace. This kind of sacrifice, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and distribution of prasad, is the most perfect and bona fide offering, bona fide way of offering sacrifice for the pleasure of Yajna or Vishnu. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamanan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastude Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Nahi Agni Mukato Yam Vai Bhagavan Sarva Yagya Bhuk Ijeta visarajanyata vipramukhe hutai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet although his lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear king, he is still most satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered through him through the mouth of qualified brahmanas. So in this chapter, Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj about ideal family life. So we know that Narada Muni is a pure devotee of the Lord, Shakya Veshavatar, empowered to preach Krishna consciousness. And therefore you can see that Narada Muni is the spiritual master of so many great personalities, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, and here in this case Yudhishthira Maharaj. So in this chapter, so he's explaining about the Grihastha Ashram. Grihastha, those who are staying in the house, which is an ashram, a place. Ashram is a place where the Lord is worshipped. And so Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was a householder, and actually the majority of the population usually they are householders. So therefore it is very important to give these instructions for the householders, who are the majority. The Shudras, as we have the four Vanas, so Vana Ashram is there. And of course Krishna has to be in the center always, in everyone's life. So everyone has to be in one Vana and one Ashram, but not identifying with this Ashram. Always understanding, or the Vana, so but one has to act in one Vana and one Ashram, but always be aware or remember that we are the eternal son of Krishna. Jivera so poi Krishna nitta das. Gopi bhakta bhagava das das anadas, as Mahaprabhu was saying. Nam vipro na cha narapadiyana pavashna shudro naham varna cha kapadiyana vashyatyarva kintu prajan nikala pramananda punamaripta der gopi bhakta bhagava das das anadas. I'm not a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Grihastha, Vanaprasthi, and so on. But I'm simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So but the majority of the four Vanas are there, so the Shudras are always married. Because they are not so highly qualified in terms of spiritual understanding, so therefore they are entering into the Grihastha Ashram. And similarly the Vaishyas, so they are usually always married, and the Kshatriyas also, whereas those who are more inclined Brahmanically, they may be able to more easily remain Brahmachari and then also take sannyas, as we can see in the lives of many great personalities. Of course exceptions are there, that some may be born in the Vaishya family and be able to remain Brahmachari. But mostly the population, the male population, will enter the Grihastha Ashram, and the ladies, usually they are always married. So the instructions are given here for ideal family life, means Krishna has to be in the center. And so he's explaining, the most important point of course is there, that Krishna has to be worshipped, as he has explained to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that every day one should worship the Supreme Being, the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart. And also in the deity form, Acha Vigraha. Because in the beginning stage, so we may not be able to perceive the Supreme Lord in our heart or in the heart of every living being. So therefore, it is recommended to worship the Vigraha, the deity form of the Lord, and serve the Acha Vigraha under the guidance of the spiritual master. So that is also explained by Rupa Goswami Pad and the previous Acharyas, that there are two marks. One is known as the Pancharatrika Vidhi mark, and one is Bhagavad Vidhi mark. So one is based on worshipping the Lord in the temple according to Pancharatra, the instructions given by Narada Muni again, and the Supreme Lord instructing also, of course, Narada Muni ultimately, who is the Adi Guru, and then even Lord Shiva. So the different Pancharatrika texts are there, and their deity worship is mentioned. So following the rules and regulations of that, so we worship the deities. And the other mark, the other way, so that is the Bhagavad Vidhi, that is based on hearing and chanting about the Supreme Lord. So we have to actually adopt both processes. So that is explained by the Acharyas. Also Rupa Goswami Pad has explained about the five most important angas of devotional service. And there again he has explained about deity worship. And then Sadhu Sangha, associating with the devotees, as explained here also to Narada Muni in the previous verse. And then living in a holy place and hearing Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Shravan, in the association with the devotees who are advanced, more advanced. And then most important is always chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra in the Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So these are Mukhya Anga, the most important links of devotional service. But at the same time, it is mentioned in scriptures, and here Narada Muni is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj that some other activities have to be performed according to Vana Ashram, especially for householders. So the Dasavida Samskar, the different purificatory rites, so they have to be performed. At least 10 should be performed, but there's a list of 16, even more, 32, 64. But our Acharyas, Gopa Bhatta Goswami, has explained in Sakriya Saradivika that at least 10 should be performed. So, and the first, of course, for the householder is when they're married, is to, in order to produce a child, so Garbhadhan Samskar. So that is with the blessings of the Gurujan, the parents or the spiritual master, on a certain day, according to Jyoti Shastra, the astrological calculation, seeing for an auspicious day, so it is planned family life to receive or to conceive a child. So with the blessings of the spiritual master, the Gurujan, and then seeing astrology also, the favorable time, another auspicious according to astrology time, then by chanting also some mantras in glorification of the Lord. And Prabhupada said by on that day we should chant 50 rounds, and then the Garbhadhan Samskar is performed, impregnating the wife. So even on that day, yagya may be performed. Usually it was done, nowadays not so much, because nowadays in Kali Yuga, so the Sankirtan yagya is stressed, as Prabhupada has explained in purport, and therefore he told his disciples, rather than do a yagya, you chant more rounds. Not just 16 rounds. Or in Ekadasi, 25. So for Garbhadhan Samskara, he was saying 50 rounds. So but previously, so yagyas were performed on that day also. And when you do yagya, so the yagya is always in three parts. The first part is kushandika, the preparation, establishing the yagya kund, and then actually installing the deities in a pot, or bringing the deities there to be worshipped. And then chanting of various mantras for purification, just like in deity worship. Abhigaman, you prepare yourself to worship the Lord. And then yoga, you have to connect with the Lord by chanting mantras, by purification of the consciousness. First taking bath in the morning, putting on fresh cloth, then approaching the deities in the temple, and then chanting some mantras, doing achman for purification and chanting mantras, so that one may be situated on the transcendental platform, because only then you can worship Krishna when you are transcendentally situated. Of course we know Krishna is the Lord and we are the servant, but the mind, the consciousness is very flickering. Therefore, before worshipping the Lord, this has to be done, performing achman and chanting some mantras, so that one may be at least for some time transcendently situated. But even then it is not easy, because the mind is so flickering. And similarly also when you do yagya by Vishnu, Vishnu is worshipped there. The yagya is for the pleasure of Vishnu. But even there you worship Guru. First of all, always Guru Puja has to be done. Guru Padashray, taking shelter of the Spiritual Master. When you worship the deities, you take permission of the Spiritual Master, then you worship the deities. Same way in yagya also. So you have chanted mantras for purification, and more mantras are chanted for yagyas, because it is a little more subtle. Sometimes the no deities are there, but then the deities called in the pat and worship there by Manasa Puja. And externally worshipping also in Panchopachar, Gandhapush, Dubdib, Naivedya, offering of chandan, flowers, incense, ghee lamp, and some foodstuffs. So first worshipping, in our case, in the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we worship Guru, Gauranga, and Krishna. And then even of course there, because Yuga Dharma is there, the chanting of the holy names, when you're worshipping the deities, you chant many mantras, but you chant always the Maha Mantra also. Same way in the Yagya, you may be offering so many mantras, Purushushukta Homa, Brahma Samhita, Sri Shuktam, and so on. But the Maha Mantra is always chanted in between, because it is the most important mantra, the Maha Mantra. And of course, the proper consciousness has to be there, the proper bhav. Then you can properly chant the holy names. So therefore we always have to be in the association of the advanced devotees, and then we can properly chant the holy names and properly worship the deities. So and usually in the first part of the ceremony, then the priest will also explain about the activity, and it's a sankalpa, taking a vow, I will do this. Then it is an explanation of the day and the activity and the auspicious time. And Prabhupada used to say in English, of course, and then he used to give a small talk, which is beneficial, about the ceremony, whether it is the Garudan samskar, or when the wife is pregnant, at least one samskar should be there, Shimantanayan samskar, so for the health, for the good health, because sometimes difficulty is there, the woman feels uneasy. So gets a little sick, and for the child it is anyway difficult, the embryo in the womb, not a very pleasurable situation in the womb, it is described in the Bhagavatam, so much difficulty is there, he cannot stretch, the embryo is like this, he cannot stretch himself, not comfortable, and then there are worms many times inside the stomach also, the biting the embryo, and then mucus is there and bile is there, it's not pleasurable at all. But one has to tolerate, no choice. So at that time, difficulty may be there, and the woman has to be careful during pregnancy, especially the first 2-3 months and the last 2 months, and then she should not ride on a bumpy road, otherwise there may be some miscarriage. So certain things are there, so it is good to know. So for the householders, therefore they have to approach those who are knowledgeable in these things. Of course the parents, they have experience, they also Guru Jan. So then, but the yagya is performed, then for the health of the mother and the child. And again, so the blessings are invoked of the Lord. So then this the always Guru Gauranga and Krishna worship, and then Agni Dev. So we light the fire, and the fire is there, but then we also call Agni Dev. And different names are there of Agni. Different Agnis are there, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And for different ceremonies, actually, if you do it in a proper, elaborate way, for different ceremonies, different name of the fire of Agni Dev. Like for marriage, the name is Yojaka. Or initiation time is Vaishnav, the name of the Yajna of Agni Dev. So then he's worshipped again with a chandan, with flowers, incense, ghee lamp, and offering of some boga is there to Agni Dev. And then different mantras are chanted. And as explained here, so Agni Dev is there, he's a demigod, and through him it is then reaching the Supreme Lord or the associates of the Lord. But it is explained that the flames are also the tongues of the Lord. So ultimately everything is Krishna or Vishnu. But at the same time, there's a difference also. Achinta bheda bheda tattva. Everything is one and different from the Lord. Even the jivas, we as living entities, are part and parcel of Krishna. And we are not different from Krishna. In quality, Krishna is Satchinananda Sarup. We are also Satchinananda Sarup. Achintya, bheda bheda. So we are not different from the form of the quality. We are eternal, knowledgeable and blissful by nature, and we have a transcendental form just like Krishna, but Krishna is Vibhu, asimit, is unlimited, great, and we are Anu, simit, we are small, infinitesimal, very limited. So that is the difference. The offerings are made to the Supreme Lord, to the Vaimini of the demigod Agni Dev, and so the ghee is offered, and then grains are offered, samagri, and usually not only rice, but then barley, corn also, and black sesame seeds, and auspicious herbs, sarvaushadi, mahaushadi, auspicious herbs are mixed, and then they're offered in the fire. Sometimes in some ceremonies, sweet rice is offered in the fire, or halva for the pleasure of the Lord. And so in this way, so the Lord is pleased, and then when the Lord is pleased, then everyone is pleased. Krishna tushtam, jagat tushtam. If Krishna is pleased, then the whole world is pleased, naturally. So just like by giving root, the water to the root of the tree, that the whole tree is satisfied, all the branches and the leaves. So Krishna is the root of everything, Mulrup, Adipurush, Parampurush. So he's the source of everything, of all the spiritual material worlds, of all the different personalities of Godhead. Krishna is the source of all the Shaktis and the living entities. So when he is pleased, everyone is pleased. Everyone who is conscious of Krishna, he may be pleased, not others. But then here it is mentioned that although the Lord is pleased by this, and so it has to be performed, the yajna, as Prabhupada is quoting also from Bhagavad Gita, from Yajyata Kamana Yatra, from the 3rd chapter and 5th chapter, Bhuktarang Yagatapasam Sarvalokameshwaram. So everything has to be offered to Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and then he will be satisfied, and then we are satisfied. So, but then here an important point is made that the Krishna is even more satisfied and pleased when we are offering the prasad or doing offerings to the brahmanas. Vipramukhe. Vipra means brahmana. Mukhe means the mouth. When we are offering to them, the Lord is also pleased. He's very much pleased by that. So therefore it is mentioned that even Krishna was speaking to Arjuna that if one is saying that I am a devotee of Krishna, so then Krishna is saying, yes, that is alright, but I'm more pleased if somebody is saying that I'm the servant of my servant. So Krishna is very pleased if he sees that the devotees are taking care of the other devotees. That is giving Krishna so much pleasure. And because first of all, we are not even qualified to directly approach Krishna. No, not possible in the conditioned state. In the conditioned state, so we have to approach the spiritual master, we self-realized. And then he will offer to Krishna. Krishna will accept from the hands of his pure devotee. So by doing that, so then ultimately we will be also able to directly serve Krishna. But we always have to take shelter of the spiritual master and try to please him. But not only the spiritual master, all the Vaishnavas, we should try to please as much as possible. So Hari Guru Vaishnav, so we please the Vaishnavas, the spiritual master, and then Krishna is pleased. And as explained also here by Prabhupada, so when there's a ceremony, so, and usually it is done like that, that we'll offer to Krishna first. With the permission of the spiritual master, so then we'll offer to Krishna. But then this Krishna prasadam, that we will give to the Vaishnavas, to the Brahmanas, as explained, first, whenever there's a Utsav, there's a festival, or a Yajna, so performed, so first of all, after the Yajna, the priest, the Brahmanas, so they are supposed to be served. And then afterwards, the old people, and the women and the children. And then afterwards, the general people. So that is usually the custom, and still in the Vaishnava society, it is followed. Then when there is a festival, first the Brahmanas, the Sannyasis, the Vaishnavas, they are fed prasadam in traditional circumstances. Of course, in our society, so we have equal rights and everyone is given prasadam at the same time. The sannyasis, brahmacharis, women, children. So the principle is there that we offer everything for the pleasure of the Lord, but then we should not forget to give prasadam, to distribute prasadam to the Vaishnavas. So whenever there is a ceremony, at the end of the ceremony there must be distribution of prasadam. And so Krishna, so Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here also in the purport an important point about in the Kali Yuga. He's mentioning from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Karabhajan Muni is speaking to one great king, Nimi, and there is explaining about the incarnation of the age of Kali, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna vanam tisa krishnam sanga pangastapasadam yagyai sankita payaya janti sumeda saha. Sumeda saha, those medas medhi, buddhi, those who have intelligence, fine intelligence, sumeda saha. He certainly yajanti, yagyai. So they will worship the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sankirtana prayaya yagyai, by performing sankirtan yagya. So different kinds of yagyas are there. One is the fire ceremony, which even nowadays has to be performed for some ceremonies, the samskars, when we install the deities, then a yagya is there. So that is required also. But it always has to be accompanied by the chanting of the holy name. Even performing one's duty with Krishna the center, that is also one kind of yagya. Because always there's some austerity there. But then the greatest yagya in the age of Kali, that is Sankirtan yagya, chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that has to be performed, the Sankirtan yagya. Nama yagya, Maha yagya, Kala Kalmashanashanam. Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Prityatam Nama Yagya Samarpanam. There's one verse in glorification of Nam, Krishna Nam. So Nama Yagya Samarpanam, Nama Yagya. I'm offering this Nama Yagya, chanting of the holy names. Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prityatam, for the pleasure of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is the Kali Yuga avatar. And we need his mercy. Without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, it is not possible. to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Nama Yagya, it is Mahayagya, Kaula, Tali, Kalmasa, Nashanam. So in the age of Kali, there are many Kalmash, many unwanted things there, impurities are there. But it is all destroyed by chanting the holy names. So of course one has to chant without offenses. Dasanama Parad has to be avoided. So one has to be careful while chanting the holy names, that one is pronouncing nicely and one is hearing nicely, and one should try to remember Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nirmukta Avinatvam Nama Naminaha. Krishna, Krishna, Nama, non different. So but in the beginning stage we cannot realize because the consciousness is not pure. So therefore we have to worship the deities every day. We have to see Krishna in the temple and we have to hear about Krishna every day. Krishna's wonderful qualities, Krishna's wonderful pastimes. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vaksastale kaustubam nasagrevana moktitam kartale venu kare kankanam sarvanga hari chandanam solitam kante chamuktavali gopa stri pariveshtito vijayate gopala churamani. So one beautiful verse which all the Brijbasis know, all those who worship Krishna they know. So kasturi tilakam lalata patale, on his forehead, lalat, which is very broad, Krishna has a broad forehead. So because it is, Krishna is the Mahapurush, the greatest personality, Parampurush. So he has all the symptoms of a great personality because he is the greatest personality. So a broad forehead, that is a symptom of a Mahapurush, great personality. And the pure devotees also have these symptoms, like Sri Prabhupada, broad forehead. Or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahapurush. Maharupushate charanaravindam. So in his forehead, Krishna has a kasturi tilakam, he has a tilak made from the musk of the deer, kasturi. It is not tilak like we put here, but it is just one dot with chandan and some kasturi, the musk of the deer, which is very fragrant. But Krishna, actually, even without tilak, sometimes he doesn't have tilak. And Krishna's the Krishna's body is emanating a very nice fragrance, but still he has a kasturi tilakam also, adding a little bit to Krishna's fragrance. And Krishna is most beautiful. Vaijanti Mala is wearing a beautiful garland, and usually when we have a garland, a beautiful garland, even rose garland is beautiful. People, wow, he has a nice garland, and then the person becomes more beautiful. Or the ladies, they have a Mangal Sutra, auspicious necklace, gold necklace with some black pearls, sometimes also according to different places in India, they have different Mangal Sutra. And golden earrings, some golden bangles, and the people, they look, very beautiful ornaments. And is it enhancing the beautiful person to some extent? But Krishna, even without jewelry, even without garland, is most beautiful. But still we adorn Krishna with these necklaces and this garland and Krishna. Because the devotee's love is there. So therefore Krishna becomes more beautiful. The gopis, they make garlands with love. And Krishna is becoming so pleased seeing the garland made by the gopis. And when he's wearing that, so it is enhancing his beauty. Although he's most beautiful. Atmaram, Aptakam, is self-satisfied. But when the devotees are doing something with devotion, Adan Pradan, there's giving and taking, in exchange, this is increasing the pleasure of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, the pleasure of the devotee, the beauty of the devotee. The devotees are the most beautiful person because they have Krishna in their heart. And then they become so effulgent, so beautiful. So, kasturi tilakam lalata patale vaksastale kaustubam. And on the chest he has a kaustubamani. A very beautiful jewel is there. And the calf's hoof print is in there because the cows are very dear to him. And the calves. Nasa agrevara muktitam. Here he has a very, very beautiful pearl here, white pearl Nasagri at the tip of his nose. Ladies, they also sometimes have, and now even boys, they have ear earrings. Sometimes even they put on the lips and here and there. But no need. Earrings is okay, and in front of the nose, or here to the side. Just like Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Karatale, Venu Kankanam, Karatale. Kara in the hands, tale in the palm of the hand, Venu, and he's playing the flute. And when Krishna is playing the flute, everybody's going mad. And they're doing opposite things. The rivers are flowing, but when Krishna is playing the flute, they are stopping flowing. Because they are listening. And the stones, which are usually hard, they are melting. And the cows and the calves, they are stopping eating the grass, or the calves are stopping eating the mother's milk, taking the mother's milk. Because Krishna is so beautiful. And when he's playing the flute, it's so enchanting. Every moment is becoming enchanted and forgets everything. So we should chant the Maha Mantra and try to be able to see Krishna. And especially Krishna playing the flute. And then we can forget everything of this material world. And that is pure chanting. When you can see Krishna and hear Krishna playing the flute. When you are not there, which is not easy to come to the Shodhanam, then we should pray and cry. So that we can come to a little higher stage. So by chanting every day in the association of the devotees, under the guidance of the advanced devotees, and when you worship the deities, hear about Krishna. So we hear about Krishna, then while we chant, we have to concentrate on the chanting and hearing. But we are not Mayavadis. The Mayavadis also chanting Hare Krishna. They want to become one with God, with the Brahma Jyoti, Param Satya. But we want to serve Krishna. We want to be with Krishna. So therefore, we should also try to remember Krishna sometimes. Not so many other things or nothing. We should try to remember Krishna while we are chanting. At least sometimes. And when you practice, you can remember more. And then you can get more pleasure. Then you get Nam Ruchi, taste for chanting. And then you cannot stop. When you don't have Nam Ruchi, you chant, and it is a yagya, it is a struggle. The mind is going here and there, and then 16 rounds, oh, I am done today. When you have your Nam Ruchi, you chant 16 rounds, then oh, I have to do something now, else. I was chanting this morning also, and then oh, I have to dress the deities now, I have to put the bead back down. But I finish chanting, immediately I chant more, when I finish dressing deities. And now I have to give class, then go home, do other things. A little free time, not one who has Nam Ruchi. Immediately he will chant more. And then he's with Krishna. And then he can forget anything else. So we have to try to see that we can slowly but surely advance in our spiritual life. So especially by chanting nicely the Maha Mantra. So and therefore Prabhupada said three things are very important in the temple, and he wanted that in Vrindavan Dham. Opulent deity worship. Confirmed here. Okay. Opulent. By Prabhupada's mercy, the worship is opulent here. All Prabhupada's mercy. Nine. Three times three. Confirmed. And then the chanting of the holy names, Akanda Kirtan. 24-hour Kirtan should be there. So also Prabhupada, he instructed 24-hour kirtan, but after Prabhupada left, it was stopped for a little while. But then His Grace Ayendra Prabhu, he started that 1986. So since that time, it is now going on 24-hour kirtan. Even now, any brahmachari here from 24-hour kirtan, even during the class, when brahmachari is chanting the Maha Mantra and the Japamala, even during kirtan, so 24-hour kirtan is going on. That was Prabhupada's desire. And the third thing which Prabhupada wanted, it is going on a little bit only, but should be increased. There should be distribution of prasadam. And he was saying nobody should stay hungry in a few kilometers from here. So prasadam distribution, sometimes some kishtar is distributed in front of the gate. Previously it was a little better, but we'd hope that it will be better again in the future. So because prasadam should be distributed. So we are so fortunate. So by Prabhupada's mercy, we have the opportunity to chant the holy names and then to worship the deities. And we're getting every day such nice Krishna prasad. So but the brahmana, Vaishnava should be a brahmana. He's not only thinking of himself. He's not only chanting himself and himself worshipping the deities and taking prasad. No. But then he's telling others also, showing others how to worship the deities. He's giving knowledge to others. He's telling others to chant Hare Krishna. And he's distributing prasadam to others. That is a brahmana, that is a Vaishnava. So Prabhupada wanted that. So we're trying to follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. We should try to follow. Srila Prabhupada ki? Granth Rache Mad Bhagavatam ki? So yes, so we're worshipping deities. We are chanting Hare Krishna. We're giving knowledge and we're giving some prasad. So at least now we have some prasad to distribute. Everyone can come here and take some prasad. Give to Maharaj first.